Generations of economic students have used the classic text, Lectures on Macroeconomics. On one of the first pages of the book, there's a panel of hieroglyphics and the words, in small print at the bottom, from Serena, 1988. Now, over the years, the authors have become famous beyond the classroom. Stanley Fisher became governor of the Bank of Israel. He's now nominated to be vice chairman of the U.S. Federal Reserve. Olivier Blanchard is now chief economist of the International Monetary Fund. They are both widely cited and quoted, but only recently have experts deciphered that panel of hieroglyphics and what it's doing there. What ancient secrets of economics does it impart to our times? Olivier Blanchard joins us in our studios. Thanks so much for being with us.
Happy to be here.
And from New York, Serena Blanchard, as in From Serena, 1988. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Ms. Blanchard, you were only eight, so how did you wind up getting cited in this eminent textbook?
I wanted to write a poem for my father's book. I wanted to write an introduction. Apparently, he was looking for some form of dedication page, so I was tying my shoe one day, and I came up with a poem, and I offered it to my father and to Stan, and then I think Dad can probably explain the rest from there.
So she had written a very nice poem, but not exactly something close to economics. And I went to Stan, and Stan is a very nice man, but clearly thought that the poem didn't quite belong to a serious book like ours. So being smart and polite, he found a way out, and he told Serena that the poem was about Egypt, and therefore, if it had been in hieroglyphics, then Stan would have been delighted to have it as the front page of a book, but unfortunately it was not. And he thought he was done. He was not.
So, right, Serena Blanchard, what happened then?
Apparently, I was a very stubborn 8-year-old and felt my poem should be in the book. So I went to the library and I got a book on hieroglyphics and copied the symbols that most closely resembled the text. And I had we had a friend who lived across the street who was an artist, and he helped me translate it into proper copy, and then we resubmitted it to Stan.
And Stan was stuck. And so he smiled, accepted defeat, and this became the first page of his book.
All right, so this came to light recently because Stanley Fisher was head of the Bank of Israel, and he's nominated to be vice chairman of the U.S. Federal Reserve. Somebody got the idea that it was about time to find out what this is all about, I gather.
Somebody in my team thought that it would be fun to actually put this as a challenge and basically promised a prize to whoever would be able to make sense of that page.
This is your team at the International Monetary Fund.
This is my team at the International Monetary Fund. Yeah. And to my astonishment, somebody did.
Serena Blanchard,
yes.
Can I get you to share the English translation of the poem in hieroglyphics that you wrote?
Absolutely. There was a laugh of the Egyptian past, but I will be the last to know. I asked my mom, but she didn't know. I asked my mask, but I forgot he wasn't alive.
The thing of it is, Olivier Blanchard, you put those hieroglyphics in that poem in the front of an economics textbook, and in fact, every line seems to indicate something about economic thought. Or am I just projecting?
I think you just project.
The power of suggestion. So there's no source of inspiration or instruction here?
I don't know. The sales have been good, so you can infer from this. It had some effect.
Well, thanks very much for being with us, Serena and Olivier Blanchard. Serena Blanchard's hieroglyphics appears in all editions of the classic Lectures on Macroeconomics by Stanley Fisher and Olivier Blanchard. Pick up your copy at your local airport bookstore. Thank you both very much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.